proclamation number 6262 dated the May 21st, 1955. Voice of conscience. Feeling. Right path. The path intended for you to follow on earth will be repeatedly shown to you, even if you don't receive any direct instructions from me, for I also speak to you in a way which you describe as feeling, so that you can use your common sense, because you will encounter either painful or pleasing situations which will not leave you unimpressed. Through your feeling you are able to recognize what is desirable for a human being, what makes him unhappy and what has a damaging effect on his body, and be subsequently influenced by your will to withhold what is painful from your fellow human being or to give to him what makes him happy. Feeling and intellect by themselves can show you the right path if you lack truthful instructions or if religious instructions don't appeal to you because their origin appears to be doubtful. His own experience can determine a human being's will, thoughts and actions, and every human being certainly knows what is fair and just, because everyone lays claim to be happy himself and because every human being can feel physical and psychological pain. The love he is for himself will always prompt him to gain possession of that which makes him feel free and glad, and a righteous way of thinking will also allow other people the same. Thus the knowledge of the right path is placed into every person. But how he uses the knowledge he gained through his own feeling and intellectual reasoning depends on his will, which is and will remain free for the sake of his own perfection. And therefore it will also always be possible to differentiate between good and evil, and more precisely, their effect on the human being himself. This is why one can speak of the voice of conscience, which will always express itself in feeling but which can also be stifled in the human if his selfish love is so strongly developed that the human being lays claim to all that is pleasant for himself and is unkind to his fellow human being. In that case his sensitivity becomes increasingly weaker and then people will often claim that not every person knows what is good or evil. And again, the only answer to this can be, he does not want to know it. For as long as he knows what is desirable or undesirable for himself, he also knows the difference between good and evil, even without any external instruction, but which would always confirm that his inner feeling corresponds to my teaching, through which I show people the right path they should take on earth, to my teaching of love, which only ever requires a person to practice love. However, where animalistic instincts from the previous time of development are excessively present in a person, only the feeling of strength towards the weak prevails, for the forces of darkness take hold of such a person and impel him to act according to their will. But such a possessed person cannot be used as evidence that the path to me cannot be found and taken without instructions from me. For my love cares for all my living creations but allows them to keep their free will. Amen.